Welcome to the How To Dressage podcast, and in this episode, we're going to look at how to progress with transitions. Now, all dressage tests at every level include a lot of transitions of varying difficulty. They are the glue that holds the performance together. Now, transitions are a key part of training the dressage horse, and they're ridden right from day one. Now, they are an essential building block that should be tackled in a systematic and progressive way, helping you to achieve the ultimate aim of dressage, which is collection. So in this podcast episode, we're going to look at how you should progress through the many different transitions and how they underpin your training. So firstly, let's begin by clarifying exactly what a transition is. Well, the term transition basically refers to a change of pace or a change within a pace. Now, simple transitions that change the pace include things such as halt to walk, or trot to canter, or trot to walk. And transitions within a pace include working trot to medium trot, extended canter to collected canter, or free walk on a long rein to medium walk. Now, there's also transitions that skip a pace, and they include things such as walk to canter, or rein back to canter, or halt to trot. Now, on top of that, transitions can be classified as either upward transitions or downward transitions. Now, upward transitions are those that go up a gear from a slower pace to a quicker pace. So it can be things such as walk to trot and halt to canter, but it can also include working trot to extended trot. Now, downward transitions are classified as those that go down a gear. So you're going from a quicker pace to a slower pace. For example, canter to halt, or extended canter to working canter, or trot to walk. Now, in a dressage test, during all the transitions, the judge is looking for the following qualities. So they want to see that the horse is obedient and reactive. They want to see that the horse maintains the correct rhythm before, during, and after the transition. They want to see a supple connection through the horse's back to a round frame that is maintained throughout the transition. They want to see that the horse goes forwards into all the transition, including the downward ones. They want to see that the horse remains straight and stays in a good uphill balance into and away from the transition, and that the horse is relaxed with no signs of tension. Now, on top of all of that, they want to see an accurate transition. So they want to see you ride it at the marker prescribed in the test directives. So now that we've looked at exactly what transitions are, we've looked at what the judge is looking for, next, let's quickly discuss why transitions are important. Now, correctly ridden transitions can bring many benefits to your horse's overall way of going. And they include things such as keeping the horse attentive to your aids so you can improve his reactions and responsiveness. They also help to teach the horse the half halt. Now, transitions when ridden correctly will develop engagement and therefore improve the horse's balance. They will create more energy and impulsion, as well as strengthening and suppling the hindquarters. Now, they also prepare the horse for more advanced degrees of collection because they lighten and lift the forehand. So as you can see, transitions are extremely important to the athletic development of the horse, and they help to build suppleness, engagement, and all important balance and self-carriage. Now, in order for you to get all of these benefits, the transitions should be taught in a progressive manner, just like using building blocks or musical scales. For example, you wouldn't expect a newly backed horse to perform a fluent canter to halt transition. So let's go through the process, starting at the very beginning of a young horse. Now, the horse will start learning to transition very early on in his career. So on the lunge and when working on long reins, the horse learns to make basic transitions from halt to walk and walk to halt. And then once that's understood, you then progress to teaching the horse to make transitions from walk to trot and from trot to walk. And then when you begin working your youngster under saddle, you will first focus on making the simple transitions between the gates, and you would execute the transitions like the steps on a ladder. So you will go from one pace to the next. For example, you will go halt to walk and walk to halt, and then walk to trot and trot to walk, and eventually trot to canter and canter to trot. Now, throughout all of these transitions, you need to have the dressage skills of training in your mind. Now, this means that for every transition, you should make it so that it is in the correct rhythm for each pace and a suitable tempo, that the horse remains supple and relaxed through his back, that the horse maintains the forward connection through his back to an elastic contact in a round frame, and that all the transitions are ridden forwards, that the horse is straight, that he is balanced and fluent, that he is free from tension, and most importantly, that the horse is encouraged to step under with his hind legs into the transition. Now, as the horse's training progresses and he becomes stronger and fitter and understands the movements better, you can then start to introduce transitions between the paces and transitions at skipper pace. So now you can work on things such as medium walk to free walk and free walk to medium walk, working trot to medium trot and back to working trot, working canter to collected canter and back to working canter, and obviously halt to trot and back to halt. Now once these are established, you can then make the transitions more challenging. So you could go collected trot straight into extended trot and then back to collected trot again. And you could go walk to canter and canter to walk, and eventually flying changes. Now throughout this natural progression, you can test your horse's proficiency and increase the difficulty slightly by connecting transitions together. For example, in the early stages, your horse might have mastered walk to trot and trot to walk. So you can increase the difficulty slightly by asking the horse to go trot, walk, trot. And then another example is you can go walk to canter and you can go canter to walk. So this will take you into simple changes. So canter, walk, canter. And then flying changes will eventually lead into tempi changes. Now, as well as progressing through these transitions logically from the easiest to the hardest, as we've just discussed, where you choose to ride your transitions will also affect the difficulty of the exercise. So when you begin teaching your horse to make these basic transitions, you should ride them on a straight line supported by the arena boundary or on a circle which is appropriately sized. Now this is because if you position your horse against the fence on the outside track, he will be more likely to stay straight, and this helps him keep his balance because the arena boundary will help support him. Now, riding a transition on an appropriately sized circle, so a circle that's not too small, it will help encourage the horse to use his inside hind leg, keeping the transition more through and uphill, as well as helping to develop more suppleness laterally and longitudinally. And when your horse starts doing his transitions from trot to canter, they should initially be ridden in the corner of the arena, because this way you can make sure that you have the correct bend and the horse is more likely to strike off on the correct lead. In other words, you're strategically placing the transitions in areas where it makes it easier for the horse to execute the transition in a fluent and balanced manner, and therefore he learns how to transition correctly, and therefore he gets all the benefits that we talked about. And then, as the horse becomes more confident and balanced, you can begin riding the transitions in different places of the arena, again all just to increase the difficulty slightly. So you could use unsupported lines such as the inside track, the quarter line, the diagonal line, and the centre line. All of these will help test your horse's straightness and obedience. And you can also use smaller circles, which will challenge your horse's suppleness and throughness. Now, as you can see, not only can you progress through the actual transitions themselves, but also in the place in where you ride them. And then by mixing and matching these two variables, you will have plenty of options to keep your training fresh and to systematically and logically build one on top of the other. So let's give you two examples. We're going to start with first the novice horse and then we'll look at the more advanced horse. But for example one, we're going to concentrate on the novice horse. So you're going to ride down the long side of the arena in working trot. And then between K and E, you're going to make a transition to walk. You're going to walk for about one horse's length and then proceed again in working trot. And then once you reach H, you're going to make a transition to halt directly from the trot. Now, this very simple exercise includes three transitions. You've got two downward transitions and one upward transition. You've got two transitions that go from one consecutive pace to the next, and then you've got one transition at the end which skips a pace. Now, once your horse can confidently do this, the progression is to ride the same exercise, but this time do it on the centre line. And the key here is to keep the horse straight and balanced, which is very tricky since you don't have the sides of the arena to help you. So this is a great example of different transitions you can use, as well as a simple progression to make it a little bit more challenging without overburdening the horse. Now let's look at another example. So this one is for the more advanced horse. So you're going to begin this exercise on the track so that you have the fence to help keep the horse straight and balanced. And you're going to take up working canter right. And then on the long side, you're going to ride a transition to trot for just a few steps. And then you're going to proceed immediately again in working canter right. So in essence, you're cantering along, you're going down the long side of the arena and you're going canter, trot and then canter. Now, once your horse gets good at this, the progression that you might choose to do might be to ride the same exercise, but do it on the diagonal line and changing to working canter left. So in essence, you're cantering across the diagonal and going canter, trot, canter, changing the canter lead as you do so. Then to build on that even further, you could again ride it on the diagonal line, but switch out the trot steps for walk steps so that you're riding a simple change. You're going canter, walk, canter. And then again, when your horse is more advanced and can ride that canter, walk, canter transition comfortably on the diagonally, you could then look at introducing flying changes instead. So as you can see, all of these transitions build upon each other to help you progress the dressage horse. So to wrap this episode up, transitions are the building blocks of a good dressage technique and they form the basis of most dressage tests. Now you can use transitions to improve your horse's reactions to your aids, the suppleness and connection through the horse's back, his balance and his straightness. Now many people know that you should ride lots of transitions during each schooling session, but they get lost for ideas on what they should be riding and where. So hopefully this podcast episode has helped to solve that problem. So begin by riding simple transitions, and then you can progress to more complicated combinations, such as transitions between the paces and transitions that skip a pace, as the horse becomes more experienced and stronger. And don't forget that where you choose to ride the transition can also impact its level of difficulty. Now, if you have any questions when it comes to this podcast episode, or if you have any other hints and tips that you would like to share with us, then please do so in the comments box at the bottom of the relevant blog post on our website. And to make sure that you don't miss out on any of our other free stuff, our books, our training diaries and competitions, please don't forget to like and follow us on our other social media platforms, Facebook, Instagram, YouTube, Twitter and Pinterest. We truly appreciate you for taking the time to listen to our podcast and we hope that you got a lot from it. For more, don't forget to check out our articles and other free stuff, which is available on our website howtodressage.com, and pop by Amazon for our range of dressage books, planners and diaries to help you stay on track with your competitions and training. Bye for now.